KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 33 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast for this morning, mostly cloudy skies, just a chance of sprinkles or snow flurries, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 45. In the news this morning, Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports that on March the 15th, 23-year-old Troy D. Anderson and 20-year-old Adam Richard Finley, both of Audubon, had been arrested for disorderly conduct. Both men were transported to the Audubon County Jail to appear before the magistrate. And police in Red Oak say an Adams County man was arrested Tuesday afternoon on theft charges. The 52-year-old David Dudley Byers of Corning was arrested at 1905 East Summit Street in Red Oak at around 3 p.m. Tuesday. He was taken into custody for possession of stolen property and theft. That would be theft in the fourth and fifth degrees. Byers was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $1,000 cash bond. In an update to our earlier reports, authorities said that traffic accident in Sac County on Monday killed the younger brother of Des Moines Police Chief Dana Wingert. The crash occurred around 2:30 p.m. Monday near Litton in rural Sac County. The Iowa State Patrol had reported the vehicle driven by 44-year-old Dion Wingert of Carroll drifted off into a ditch, hit a field entryway, and then went airborne before rolling several times, ejecting Dion Wingert, who was pronounced dead at the scene. A former Western Iowa assistant junior high football and track coach has been arrested and charged with sexual exploitation by a school employee. The Des Moines Register reports 28-year-old Evan Michael Genter of Glidden was arrested Sunday. Genter is accused of kissing and groping a 13-year-old girl over her clothes. Officials said the girl is a student at the Glidden-Ralston School District, where Genter had been a coach. A criminal complaint says Genter's conduct showed a pattern or practice or scheme to sexually exploit the girl. Genter has been released from the jail on a $5,000 bond. His next court appearance is set for April 5th. District Athletic Director Kirk Thielen said Tuesday that Genter resigned March the 12th in lieu of being fired for improper social media contact with students. Red Oak Police report the discovery of a pickup that was stolen from Glenwood early Tuesday morning. Red Oak Police responded to a parking complaint and discovered the vehicle was reported stolen from Glenwood. The vehicle's a 1997 Dodge R15 pickup owned by David Leroy Jenkins, Sr. of Glenwood. The truck was impounded and the investigation into the theft was underway. Sheriff's officials in Page County on Monday took a report of a burglary in the 2000 block of E Avenue near Shenandoah. Authorities say a person or persons unknown entered the residence in the morning hours while the residents were away. Upon arriving home, those residents discovered numerous items were stolen, including necklaces, watches, an American Tourist suitcase, a small black sentry safe, and various awards and medals. The sheriff's office reminds residents to report anything suspicious, including unknown persons approaching your residence and vehicles not familiar to your neighborhood. Page County Crime Stoppers have offered a monetary reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the individuals involved in this burglary. To report information, call the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said also that 57-year-old Edward Paul Swanson of Brattyville was arrested Monday following a traffic stop in Coyne. Swanson was taken into custody for driving while licensed under suspension, possession of a controlled substance, and failure to provide proof of insurance. After he was processed at the Page County Jail, Swanson posted a $1,300 bond and was released. Reports will be forwarded to the Page County Attorney's Office for the filing of formal charges. And the Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports this morning 21-year-old Carlos Cortez was arrested Tuesday in Lenox. He was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of controlled substance. Cortez was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $1,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Judy Schwartz, age 60 of Greenfield, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Judy Schwartz will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Winterset. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Wayne Eugene Ellsbury, age 77 of Atlantic, died Sunday at home. The funeral services for Wayne Ellsbury will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jack E. Lamb, age 55 of Redfield, died Sunday. A memorial gathering in celebration of life for Jack Lamb will be held Thursday at the Redfield American Legion Building. Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Dexter Chapel, is handling the arrangements. Dan Anderson, age 71 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dan Anderson will be on Friday at 9:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Raymond Wilberding, age 85, of Erling, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Ray Wilberding will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maggie Jo Zager, age five, of Audubon, died Sunday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Funeral services for Maggie Zager will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. A Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Ada Goshorn, age 101, of Messina, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Greenfield. Celebration of life services for Ada Goshorn will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Ralph Huffman, Jr., age 88, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ralph Huffman, Jr. will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Robert Bob Gale Van Meter, age 94, of Panora, died Tuesday in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Bob Van Meter will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Joni Bauer, age 56, of Exira, died March 11th. A celebration of life gathering for Joni Bauer will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Gary Hans Christensen, age 80, of Harlan, died January 10th in Omaha. A memorial service for Gary Christensen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Norma Thomas Bell Peterson, age 95, of Audubon, died March 16th at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Norma Peterson will be on 1:30 on Saturday at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jean Milford, age 97, of Atlantic, died March 13th at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Jean Milford will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Lester Arbach, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for Lester Arbach are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Merle Bolich, age 90, who's formerly of Harlan, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Services for Merle Bolich are pending at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.